episode is sponsored by Raise Tech, end-to-end IT solutions for your business growth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're continuing our talks here on the Agile, well, not couches here, maybe a little bit of a different setup, but we're here at Agile Tour Vilnius 2023. And now we have Susanna Chambers here with me, who is an Agile coach who came to Lithuania for the first time and right. who is just up to do a really great workshop about this is actually what we're going to probably talk about. So maybe you can just briefly introduce what this workshop is about, because, you know, we talked briefly before and it really hooked me up. I mean, it was something about your coaching styles, but not only coaching styles, it's something more deep. Maybe you can just give us a sneak peek about what's about to come in the workshop.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thanks for asking. So my workshop will be exploring the concept of congruence in coaching. I was really keen to bring this into the dialogue around agility and coaching and really just anybody interacting with each other, because in my experience, where a team or an individual is blocked in terms of fulfilling their potential and achieving their goals, that can really be helped through coaching dialogue, where somebody trusts and has that rapport with the coach. And one of the key tools, I believe, to unlock that, to really help people, is by very visibly being congruent. So that's the sense of being authentic and having that alignment in terms of, you know, who you are as a coach, you know, what your values are, what you believe in, what matters to you. And I really believe that when you're coaching somebody, they can really sense that, and that can make a real difference to whether it unlocks that conversation.
So basically, you know, your face and you as a coach should be you as a person, then it's much easier to get together with a coachee.
That's
what you're saying.
Exactly. And it was interesting earlier hearing in the keynote the metaphor with jazz and agility, because in another aspect of my career portfolio, I'm a professional musician. And I often say to people that for me, when I'm performing on stage, I'm not performing. When I'm singing, that is actually me. I actually feel like there's no aspect of that that is pretend. And I've really tried to bring that to my approach as a coach as well, in agility, and when I've been doing my private coaching work with clients. So exactly as you described, that is really important, I think.
Okay, but so how to get there, right? Because it might still, you know, people might still want to separate themselves, you know, coaching, being a coach, it's still a profession.
Correct.
It's something that you do for a living, but it's not necessarily something you live, you know, in your daily life. How to, you know, get there? Any tips here?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And that's why I was very passionate about providing this as a workshop, because in my experience, everybody is so incredibly busy all the time, just with everyday life. It's a rare luxury, right, for many people to take time out and actually reflect on, well, you know, this is my profession. What is my style? What is my, you know, there's a phrase called signature presence that's in the coaching literature. And this idea that I might be perceived as this type of coach and this being my style. So, for example, in your excellent workshop earlier, you know, around how can we actually, you know, challenge convention and create our own version of things, in a similar way, thinking around, well, maybe at the moment people perceive me as this kind of coach, or they think that I only do it this way. And maybe the reason for that is because we've just not had the luxury of taking the time to reflect and explore other aspects that actually might be much more aligned to our passions and values as people and as coaches, but perhaps we've just not had the opportunity to explore that yet. So that's the first tip in terms of actually finding opportunities to make time to reflect on that. So anybody who wants to come to my workshop, feel free. So that's the first step. And then the second thing, I've kind of touched on it there, where I refer to values and passions. I really, really do feel that, again, an absolute key tip with that is being very, very honest with ourselves around what brings us joy as coaches or as teammates. What really, really means that we feel like we're at our best, mm-hmm. we're really making a difference, we're having an impact, we're getting that real-time feedback, you know, thinking, yes, this is why I'm here, this is the difference I'm meant to be making. And very, very often, both in the team coaching I've done during my career, but particularly in the private coaching with clients I've mm-hmm. done, very often when you actually explore with people getting that down on paper or on an online collaboration board, they are horrified at how the things that they say matter to them in terms of how they spend their time or their approach completely does not align with the actual amount of time and their capacity that yeah. they are spending. So that's the starting point from my perspective, actually, you know, creating that environment and that space for people to have that conversation and do yeah. that reflection.
It's very interesting because often you can also fall in the trap that you want to be the coach that, you know, the client or the company needs. But not so you choose the face that they need yeah. instead of, you know, having your own face and trying to you know, sort of win it just by being yourself. It's just that, you know, we tend to do it as a consultant, coaches, you know, and so on. We just tend to adopt to a client because we say we come and we'll adopt you. Now I'm thinking that in some cases, I mean, you're there to actually make sure that the client adopts to, you know, whatever you also are trying to, you know, foster in their work.
Definitely. And if we think around how does a coach engage generally within an organization, not just with the client or the team perhaps that they're coaching, mm-hmm. you know, in an agile context, but if you imagine that coaching engagement as a complete end-to-end product yeah. journey, my belief, and this is what drives my passion for talking about congruent coaching, is that, you know, right from that first engagement with whoever it is in the company that you're engaging with, whether you're a full-time employee or mm-hmm. whether you're brought in as a consultant, it's vital, I think, that actually you are very secure as a coach, or as secure as you can be in the complexity of everyday life and mm-hmm. life circumstances changing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that you know what your brand is as a coach. You know what you're bringing to the table, and you are very upfront and open with that. You know, and I have had instances earlier in my career where, you know, I've, for example, been offered some work, and I've said to them, I'm not sure I'm the right coach mm-hmm. for you on that journey. And that's quite a scary thing to do, you know, when people feel like, oh, you know, I need to do that. I need yeah. to do that. But I think that that's very, very important to be secure in that and communicate that unapologetically. Because mm-hmm. all that it does, I think, if as you say, if, which is a very human tendency, very natural tendency, to give the face that people think they need at a given moment in time,
yeah.
that might actually cause further problems down the road, right?
Could be.
Not always, because you're building that trust, you know, you're getting in there, you're doing the work. But in my experience, it's that kind of icing on the cake, it's the accelerator
yeah.
for doing great work. So, for example, if as an agile coach, you're doing fantastic work, you know, whether it's with a blended lean agile framework mm-hmm. or, you know, with some of the kind of to the guide guidance, that's fantastic. But, you know, if you then bring that work on the frameworks and working with the teams and the clients from a position of very, very authentically being able to connect with people where you've got shared experiences because you are being congruent in the way you're coaching, that really can accelerate the impact even further.
Yeah. That's a real good point. I actually always think, we're always thinking that, you know, even though we might call ourselves the same, they're agile coaches, and we're there to, you know, enhance agility and whatever, but we're actually very different. In different instances, you might need different coaching competences,
exactly.
right? And I might be better at working and setting up the team. Someone could be mm-hmm. better in organizational design. Someone could be better in leadership styling and those kind of things. But it's also now, it seems, so it's not only like to figure out the right competence mm-hmm. if you're the right person mm-hmm. for the right job,
yes.
but it's also to figure out if you're the right personality for the right for the right client, for the right company,
exactly.
right? It could be that you're a very strict person by nature, But the company needs someone who would be like very people oriented and, you know, just try to get there smoothly and everything. Mm. And it won't fit, even though you have amazing competences in the area you came to be.
Agreed. And one of the interesting conversations, well, there are two things that spring to mind as you say that. So the first one, where we talk about psychological safety in teams, that is, you know, I see congruent coaching and being conscious around that, at least in the early stages, until you've established your position to the point where, like riding a bike, you don't really think about it anymore because it's just who you are and what you do. So there's the psychological safety aspect of that. But the other interesting aspect of what you've just said as well is that, yes, it might not be that in a given moment in time that you are the absolute best fit as a coach with a team or an individual. However, we often talk about T-shaping teams, right? We talk about, T-shaping tech squads. Do we have, you know, the ability to, you know, have contingency planning and, you know, ensure business continuity? And yet we very often completely keep the coach on the outside of the dotted line where we're drawing that conversation around T-shaping. Now, again, I thoroughly believe that when you've actually matured a coaching relationship within a team, for example, there are going to be times when, even if a coach was themselves and they were able to connect really well at a given moment in time, things might evolve to the point where there will be times where that coach is no longer exactly the right fit. But this is where, having done all that rapport building and understanding and connecting with the teams, that's where, you know, where we talk, for example, about scrum teams, you know, actually being self-managing teams and driving that impetus and accountability from within the team. In the same way, it's beautiful when I think you see teams that recognize, actually, this is not really in the comfort zone of our coach. So we're going to step up and we're going to help here.
Yeah.
And that is a really beautiful moment. I mean, Eric was presenting earlier on the workshop about flow. And, you know, I think that congruence also is a key foundation to that flow that we all seek in optimal agile working.
Could be, yes, yes. Sounds connected, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm really excited to hear the views and reflections of the people in the workshop later. It will be very, very interesting.
Sounds like it's going to be an interesting workshop. Let's see if I can make it. at least it's definitely ring the bell for me somehow as a coach myself. So it's definitely, it would be nice to explore the site. So thank you for joining, for bringing those ideas. I don't know if anyone wants to contact with Susanna. I know she's really active in LinkedIn. find her up and have a chat with her or something.
Absolutely.
So thank you now for joining our talks here, and have a great workshop.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.